With the Marketplace Morning Report in Austin, Texas, I'm Andy Euler in for David Brancaccio. An Illinois woman was charged in Hawaii this week with two misdemeanors and accused of using a fake vaccination card to bypass Hawaii's coronavirus testing and quarantine requirements. Now, the CDC's latest recommendation is that you should not travel for Labor Day if you're not vaccinated. But the question is, will those who haven't gotten the shot actually cancel their holiday plans? Here's Marketplace's Amanda Peacher.
When Neil Desai in Chicago canceled the family reunion trip this weekend, his 4-year-old and 7-year-old were like,
in kid fashion, oh man.
His kids were excited to visit the water park in Atlanta and play basketball with their cousins. Desai and his wife are vaccinated, but his kids are too young.
We just didn't want to risk anything by traveling and also just being around large amounts of family.
So Desai is following recommendations and will have a Chicago staycation instead. But will unvaccinated adults be swayed by the CDC no travel guidance? Erin Francis Cummings is with Destination Analyst Research, which surveys travelers weekly. She doesn't expect unvaccinated travelers to cancel plans.
For example, they're far less likely than vaccinated travelers to say that the Delta variant has impacted their travel plans in any way.
That said, she points out that the majority of travelers, about 71%, say they are vaccinated. I'm Amanda Peacher for Marketplace.